Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us on the app, and we love it when you join our conversation. 850-437-1620. And today I have Terrence Gross in the studio with me, and he is going to be talking about an upcoming event called Jews Who Cook.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here, Terry.
And I'm not wearing my law hat today. So I am a member of Temple Bethel. And by the way, Temple Bethel is the oldest synagogue in the state of Florida. We were established in 1876. We're at the corner of Palafox and Cervantes. And to be honest with you, you know, there is such a thing as plagiarism. And historically, I have participated for more than a decade at the Men Who Cook at the Pace Center for Girls, which is a great fundraiser. And a few years ago, I said, gosh, why can't we do that as a fundraiser at my temple? So we started, and this will be our third year doing Jews Who Cook. It's going to be on August the 10th. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. We will have a cash bar. But here's how it works. We'll have about 25 total chefs. About 8 will be doing appetizers, 8 will be doing entrees, and 8 will be doing desserts. We will have music and, as I said, a bar. And what you do is it's sort of a noshing. It's tapas. You're going from a booth to booth, table to table, sampling each chef's wares, and you could vote, and the way you vote is with money. If you like what you just ate, you put a dollar or two in a jar, and at the end of the night, the chef with the most money in the jar is the winner of that category. So it's a lot of fun. And then again, this is our third year. We have many, many recipes I'd like to go over with you all, but again, it's August the 10th. Doors open at 5. If you prepay now, drop in a check off at Temple Bethel. You could just write a check if you wish, and that would be to Temple Bethel. It's at 800 North Palafox Street, 32501, right there at the corner of Palafox and Cervantes. And it's $50 now. It will be $60 at the door. And it's a lot of fun. So a lot of people are just, you know, schmoozing and, you know, kind of a cocktail hour. And some of the food, let's go over some of the food if I could go from memory.
I might get hungry.
Okay, you might. So I know, and some people want to do traditional Jewish food. Not all of it is. Somebody wants to do a matzah ball soup. I know somebody's doing some type of pasta. I'm going to actually be doing something different. I smoke a lot of salmon, but I'm going to do a mini smoked salmon omelets with cheddar cheese. I got a friend of mine that's going, he's not even Jewish. He's just a friend of mine likes to cook. This will be his third year participating. He is going to do a salmon Wellington.
Ooh.
Salmon Wellington and a puff pastry salmon and a puff pastry. I've had it before. It is delicious.
I'm getting hungry. We're pushing the time for me to eat.
Somebody's doing a brisket or brisket sliders. We have people doing a chopped liver, which is old Jewish tradition for those people that like that. We will be having several kinds of pastas. I think somebody's doing something with grouper. I'm not sure what they're doing with grouper, but if it's what they did last year, it was very, very good. Sort of like a poached grouper in a cream sauce. Very, very good. Just a wide array of dishes. I think somebody's doing like chicken enchiladas. And then on the desserts, my Aunt Brenda Vygotsky, used to be the owner of Blab TV. She's doing her pound cake, which is, it'll be the best pound cake you've ever put in your mouth. A good friend of mine's doing a chocolate mousse. There are various an assortment of cookies that are made. My wife makes chocolate chip cookies. So various and sundry desserts. But really, it's a fun event. It'll go on for 2 or 3 hours until you're sated. Dr. Robert Sackheim, he's a local pain management doctor, has agreed to do our music. He's a gifted artist. He's a pianist. He's a guitar player. He writes his own music. He loves the old 1950s music, like Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, nice.
And he's really into that stuff.
I love that.
So I expect we'll hear a lot of that. He's very, very gifted. We are pleased to announce that we'll have Johnny Stallworth, who's probably, you haven't been to probably any big event in the past few decades in Pensacola without having Johnny Stallworth as your bartender. And very good mixologist, we will be doing that. But I'm just really excited about it. If anybody wants to call and ask questions about the event, you can. It's open to all the public. I would tell you that of the patrons, 75% are not Jewish. So it's not like just a Jewish thing here. It's most of the cooks are Jewish, except for my one friend that's Catholic that just, hey, I want to do this. But other than that, I think all the cooks. I think I just heard today, I didn't know this, but Belle Bear, and everybody knows the Bear family will be cooking. Her son, Louis Bear, the third, will be cooking. Of course, I'll be cooking and so forth. And it's just a really fun event. Not very expensive. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck. As much food as you care to eat, but it's tapas, a nibble here, and you can go back. If you really like something, go back, but maybe put a dollar or two in the jar. Do you got a phone call?
We have a comment in our text line. Here's a question. What's the name of the event, and when is it again, please?
Okay, it's Jews Who Cook is the event. It's August the 10th, which is a Saturday. Doors open at 5. The bar will be open and whatever. I'm not sure exactly when we'll start serving food. I think we started around 5:45 last year, and we'll just go till it's over. It could be 8:30. It's not a real late night affair. Yes.
I have another question, and then we're going to take a quick break. The question is, are there different categories for the food? So when you're putting a donation in the slot?
Yeah, there's three categories. We'll have appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Those are the three categories. And we actually have awards and the whole thing for these chefs that really work for us and put themselves out for us.
Sounds like so much fun. And we are talking with Terrence Gross about Jews Who Cook, an event that's coming up on Saturday, August 10th. At 5 p.m., and you're going to learn more about it when we come back from the break.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months, or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months, or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Peatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peatmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through DCI. See dealer for details.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola. Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This Tuesday, it's Stormfolk. They're an alternative folk band that combines a singer-songwriter feel with folk, bluegrass, rock, and pop. Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Stormfolk. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess, News Radio Pensacola, and today we have Terrence Gross in our studio talking about an upcoming event called Jews Who Cook.
Yes, and again, it's August the 10th. Doors open at 5. Mainly just, you know, schmoozing and drinks, and then the food probably will be open to the public. I'm guessing around 5:45. And I forgot we also, I think one of our chefs is doing a beef tenderloin. And, you know, it just varies from year to year. I think one of our chefs is doing, over the years, I know, that I think at one time Louis the Bear III did, he did a venison stew, which was very, very good. So we have various things. We've had a friend of mine did a last year did a Reuben casserole, which was very interesting. So It was corned beef.
Ooh, I love corned beef.
And it was in a casserole form, so it wasn't a sandwich. It was very innovative, very, very tasty.
That's
very, very,
perfect
very good.
For me because I'm gluten-free.
Right.
I need to know this person.
Well, actually, let me tell you, I'm glad you mentioned that because we have another lady that is pretty anal about that. And last year she made these placards listing which of the foods were gluten-free versus not.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, so she actually had that listed. I don't know what a gluten is. So I eat anything and everything. So I've been pretty lucky.
You're living a good life.
Yeah, whatever. But I do enjoy my food. But again, we'll have a full bar. Pretty much it's going to be pretty hard for you to order a drink that we won't have. And that it's just a lot of fun, you know. And you asked before, but yeah, we had the three categories of desserts, appetizers, and entrees. Probably 8 chefs in each division, and just a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie. It'll go on for 2.5-3 hours, and you just, again, it's more of a noshing thing. We'll have cocktail tables up there as we go around, and, just wonder. And it's a good thing to socialize. It's a good social event, so it's not going to be sit-down eating. It's not one of those.
Now, our next question is there a specific dress code? Do you have to dress in cocktail attire, or can you come business casual? Is there any specific?
I would even say business casual is too much. So this is not a dressy event. We wouldn't encourage T-shirts and shorts and flip-flops like you're going to Pensacola Beach, but just dressy casual. Just, you know, for men, a pair of long pants and a shirt, and we'd be happy. So it's not a dressy, swanky event. It's just a fun event, and you'll end up knowing lots of people because we all have our own set of friends. And like I said, 75% of the people are not going to be Jewish, probably more than that, maybe 80%. So it's just people that our friends at Temple Beth El or know us, or people that are just interested in something different and noshing on good food. And the neat thing, that's the way I like to eat. I like to have some drinks, but not get too heavy.
Right.
Because a lot of food sometimes kills a buzz if you're trying to drink. And also, we won't be sitting at, so it's not going to be like a formal sit down. Here's your plate and knife and fork. We order these little plastic plates or containers, we'll have you, and just to hand out portions. These are top-up portions, and of course, you could always come back. Last year, I did lamb lollipops. They were a big hit last year.
Ooh.
And that's one of my specialties. But this year, I'm going back to these salmon and cheddar cheese omelets will be my what I'm entering in. But again, my friend, I've had his salmon Wellington. He's going to be pushing me hard. His salmon Wellington, he has a crab and scallion cream sauce on top of it that you can, it's optional if you want to put it on top.
Always put it on top.
Oh yeah, it's very, very good. But it's I've just never heard of a salmon Wellington, and they shape it like a fish. They actually mold
delightful.
The whole Wellington, and it's a fish. It's pretty cool.
That sounds delightful. And you know what else sounds delightful? It sounds delightful when our listeners join us in the conversation, and we have Sarah on the line. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Fine. I may have missed it, but I've heard it twice advertised, but they don't tell me where.
Okay, I have, but
so the time and the day.
Yeah, I know people are driving, turn on the radio. I get it. We are at Temple Beth El, and Temple Beth El is right across my law office because we're both in the corner of Palafox and Cervantes. So Temple Beth El is the oldest temple in the state of Florida, established in 1876, yeah. But right there corner, Palafox and Cervantes, August the 10th, and the doors open at 5 o'clock. It's $50 a person if you sign up before that date. It's $60 a person at the door. And then we have a cash bar, and the drinks, it won't be like going out to some bar downtown where they charge you $10 or $12 for a drink. It'll be very reasonable for your favorite drink. And so we have a cash bar, and then if you bring some ones or fives, that's always fun because you vote for your favorite chef with money. They have a little tip jar. Whoever has the most tips wins that category. That's how we do it.
Thank you so much for calling in, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Have a wonderful day.
And it is good to repeat because people are joining us. I know you just got in your car, you've been out running errands, and all of a sudden you hear us, and maybe you just caught a little tail end. So I'm glad people are asking. But Temple Beth El, corner Palafox and Cervantes, August the 10th, doors open at 5 p.m. Yes.
We're going to be heading into a break here in a moment, but you were talking with Terrence Gross, talking more about Jews Who Cook, a fabulous event that's coming up. We'll catch you back on the break. Get those questions ready. 437-1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess on News Radio Pensacola. And in the studio today is Terrence Gross, talking about Jews Who Cook. If you want to join the conversation, whether it's in the phone line or in our text line, you have about 2.5 minutes to get those in. 850-437-1620.
Yeah, glad to be back. And so just to give a quick summary, because again, people were coming and going. It will be August the 10th, which is a Saturday, coming up very quickly at Temple Bethel, corner of Palafox and Cervantes. It is open to all the public. It's $50 a person if you sign up beforehand. It's $60 a person at the door. We'll have a cash bar. We're going to have about 8 chefs with appetizers, 8 chefs with entrees, and 8 doing various desserts. We'll have music by Dr. Robert Sackheim, a gifted pianist and guitarist. And just a fun event. If you want to drop your check to Temple Bethel, say there's 2 of you, for $100, you could drop it off in my law office. The Temple, our secretary's had some family illness, has been away a little bit, so maybe hard to do that. You can mail the check to 800 North Palafox Street, Temple Bethel, at 800 North Palafox Street, 32501. Or across the street's my law office. You can just drop the check off at my law office because we're always open 8 to 5, 5 days a week. And that may be also easy, and I'll make sure it gets to the right people at Temple Bethel. It's a fundraiser. It's a very fun event. 75% of the people coming will not be Jewish. And it'll be a pretty fun event. Thank you so much for allowing me to do